Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to enter into the world of Dayton, Ohio Supernatural.
There are beads, red. Holy water. Now.
This ball just moved.
It's moving again.
Is your house haunted? Are you experiencing strange things such as moving objects? Strange sounds? Footsteps? Then you should contact Dayton, Ohio Supernatural. Paranormal Investigations.
Get in here now.
You guys hear a little girl?
I swear I just heard a little girl.
You can locate DOS on Facebook at facebook.com/ Dayton, Ohio Supernatural DOS.
Would you be mad if I sprinkled some holy water down here?
Oh my God. You okay? I got pushed on the set just now. Swear to God. Oh my God. I just got pushed on the set.
The paranormal world is all around us. We don't always see it, but it's there. If you're experiencing strange things in your home or business, why don't you give Dayton, Ohio Supernatural a call and see if you can get some answers.
And hello everybody, happy Sunday. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Paranormal Horizons. And tonight we have a great show. We're going to have Paul Coffey on from Central Texas Paranormal. He's been on a couple times before, and he always has great, interesting stories to talk about. And tonight you have myself, as usual, the one, the only, Jason Ophir, and also our co-host, Sherry Pang. How are you doing, Sherry?
Very well, thank you. Very good.
No, it's funny with this Blog Talk Radio. I actually had made an intro this evening, and it didn't play. For some reason, it's really bizarre. I don't understand why, because I'm setting the correct things to play, but they're not playing. So that was a good intro. Shout out to Dayton, Ohio Supernatural. And they are also our great guests on the show. So yeah, I'm excited about the guest tonight, Paul Coffey. And now, Sherry, you did looked at his page and stuff. What did you think?
Very interesting. He sounds like he's been in the business for a while and knows what he's doing. So it's going to be very interesting in how he's going to share with us his experience with hauntings and ghosts and clearing houses. And it's going to be very interesting. I'd love to hear him.
Yeah, from what I understand, he does releases spirits. You know, I don't know how the best way to put it is, but crosses them over. I think that's the correct terminology. So I'm interested to learn more about that. And I think we talked about it last time he was on the show, but I don't remember much about it because it's been a while. So we're going to be rehashing some of the stuff, and I'm sure he's been on a lot of investigations lately that we haven't heard about. And it looks like called it. So I'm going to bring him on here in a second. And I didn't really, a lot of times during the beginning of the show, I like to cover some news events. And I didn't prepare one for this show. But I did notice something. There was a news story coming out of actually several states, California, I want to say Nevada, Arizona. People were reporting and videotaping a UFO, or what they claimed was a UFO. It looked like this big cone in the sky, and it's been all over the news. And so it's kind of been going viral online, and people are wondering what's going on. And the government is reporting that it was a missile test launch from a submarine off the coast of California. So did you see anything about that?
No, I didn't. No, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's been clogging my feeds, and it totally looks like it could be a missile. But I don't know. You know, if the government's testing some wacky technology, if they're UFOs, of course they're going to say they're going to be launching a missile from a submarine. So who knows? It probably was, but I guess in my fantasy land, I'd like to believe it was actually a UFO. But I've never mentioned this before, and we'll bring Paul on in 1 second. But I've never mentioned this before because when I saw the video and the photographs of this UFO that happened, I want to say yesterday or the day before, I have seen the exact same thing in California about 6 or 7 years ago. It was late at night. And myself and my family were driving home, and I looked up, and I saw the same thing. And you have to look online to see what it looks like. But that's what it reminded me of, and I was like, oh, wow, that was looks exactly like what they reported the other day. And back then, several years ago, they said it was a missile, too. So anyways, I just thought that was interesting. So either submarines are launching missiles off the coast of California, or there's some alien portal opening up off the coast, and we could be potentially being invaded by space aliens. I don't know. One of the two, really. So. Hopefully it's not alien invasion. Anyway, all right. Well, let's move on with the show this evening. Let's bring Paul on. We're going to bring him on right now.
Okay.
Hey, Paul. You there, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not Paul. Who's this? Caller, you're live on Paranormal Horizons. Hello? Well, maybe that wasn't Paul. Yeah, I think it was a caller. I thought it was Paul, but it might not be. Anyway, so I just had to mute him because he wasn't answering. I'll try again in a second. So if the Fed, I'm not sure who that is. But anyways, what's your stance on alien invasion, Sherry? Is it going to happen?
Alien invasion? Wow, that's...
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's really far-fetched. I have no idea. I don't know what to think of that. I'm open, but I have no idea. You're asking me a question I don't even know what to answer or how to answer. So, very good question.
Well, I watch too many movies, but I think it's going to happen eventually.
Well,
I think somehow
I've heard of Greys and Nordics and, you know, those kind of species, but I have never myself have encountered, or let alone I've heard of people have seen them, but I'm not sure what to think of that. But I'm open.
Yeah, but I think I asked you, and you said you had never seen a UFO before.
That is correct. Yes, never have. I've seen orbs or maybe ghosts, you know, not full manifestation, but I've seen, you know, like the outline, or seen what they call totem animals, where you're like, you don't see anything, and all of a sudden, wow, what is that? It looks like a mountain lion. Very interesting. And then they disappear.
What's a totem animal? I don't know that I've heard that before.
Totem animals are like from Native American. They have belief systems of you have... how do I explain this? A totem animal are spirit animals that are with you in your time of, like when you come into this life, you have different animals that are symbolizing their characters, and they represent certain things, like a raven. A raven's supposed to represent mystery and the mystical. And sometimes you have these totem animals that are with you your whole life, or sometimes they appear all of a sudden, and they're supposed to give you supposedly messages. These animals are supposed to all of a sudden give you messages into your life. And it's up to you to interpret or decipher what the meaning is.
Hmm.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? It's a Native American belief.
You know, I might actually be Native American. I don't think you know that. I was born in... Clovis, New Mexico, which is, I think that's Navajo country.
Okay.
And I was adopted, so there's really no way to know what my genes are. But there was speculation that I might have Native American blood, which would be cool. But I totally embrace all of that. I visited New Mexico many years ago and really connected with the location there. There's some really neat spots out there. Like, have you heard of Ship Rock, that big rock that looks like a ship?
Never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. No. It's pretty cool out there, and so I totally connect with the Native American stuff. And they have some really cool traditions and beliefs, and we've talked to several people on the show that on those subjects. So I find it completely fascinating.
Me too. I love the Native American. I almost feel like part of my either ancestry or feels like, you know, way back in past lives or whatever. I have a very, very strong attraction to Native American spiritual beliefs. Very much
mm-hmm.
so. I really have a lot of respect. I go to the powwows when they come, and they're, you know, the headdresses are just very beautiful and immaculate. And so I just really, it really just embrace their heritage.
Yeah, I'm totally into it. Well, let me try this caller again one more time and see if
okay.
they're here. Caller, you're live on Paranormal.
Well, good evening, Mr. Jason up here. Yes, I am.
Well, hey, how's it going? Who's this?
Oh, this is your contact up here in Northern Alaska.
Oh, great. Hey, so Northern Alaska, you know what you have up there, and I don't know if you know anything about it, is you have HAARP. You know anything about that up there?
Absolutely know about HAARP, and it's dangerous as well. But I was listening to the previous conversation, and we too have Native Alaskans that are in this area who do the totems and the totem animals and the totem spirits. And it's very deep. It's very ritual. But also we have a lot of UFO encounters along with UFO sightings. And I believe that the military is very much aware of this, since there is a large military installations that are up here. And it's so vast. I'm not sure if you realize, but Alaska is the largest state out of all the states. You can fit at least three Texases inside of Alaska. So there's a lot of room up here for things to happen or go on without very little or anyone knowing what's happening, along with the electromagnetic energy that is produced from all the aurora borealis taking place
wow.
in solar flares. Yes, absolutely.
Can you see the aurora borealis every night? Is that something like a regular thing, or is that a seasonal thing?
No, it's pretty regular. It's based on how the eruptions are taking from the sun. So the sun will actually have an eruption, which this last couple years have been very, very active. And this last couple of weeks, even more so, to where it produces a dust. It's a sort of a dust, a magnetic metal material that interferes with the magnetic field or flux lines of the world itself, our world. So when it gets within that hemisphere, it creates just the most spectacular, magnificent, beautiful, different array of colors and lights. And, of course, that's all depending on what type of healing is going on above us while we're here on what's the terra firma. So when we're looking up, if there's clouds, of course, you're not going to have a good view of it. If there's a lot of light, sometimes you're not going to have a very good view of it. It's just depending on how active it is. But when it's active, it's just like you can see it dancing on top of you. It's so majestical, and it just makes your hair stand up on the back of your neck if you've ever had that feeling.
Majestical. I love that word. Well, my friend up north in Alaska, I do want to talk more about Alaska, but our guest has actually, I believe our guest has called in. So if you want to, I can put you on mute. You want to hang around and maybe formulate some questions for our guests, or do you want to call back in another time? Because I need to bring our guest on.
Yeah, definitely bring the guest on. I know he hadn't arrived yet, and I was listening to you guys talking, and I didn't want to interrupt you. I want to say that I really appreciate your show. It's so informative. And it's so fascinating, and I would like to just listen and not really participate at this moment, but I wish you all the best. I am on call for another that I am on call for something that I need to be a Johnny on the spot, I should say. I don't know how to word that, but I will let you guys take over. And wonderful show. Thank you so much, Paranormal Horizons. Thank you so much, Jason Ophir. Thank you so much, everyone, for participating, and good luck with the show.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you for your support.
All righty. Well, let me get this other caller, and this is probably our guest, Paul. Paul, is that you?
Yes, Jason, it's me.
Hey, how's it going this evening?
Pretty good. I was tied up on something, but, you know, got to my phone. But anyway, are we on the show?
Yep, no, we are live right now. So what's going on with you? It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Well, you know, I have done so much with the paranormal, you know, and ghost hunting, and it's kind of evolved. I started looking at UFOs and ETs as well, and joined some groups, and because I see a link between the spirit world and also what also is out there in our existence. And, you know, my photographs and videos I take, I see these things that I can't explain in the pictures. And I said, you know, maybe there's a link, and I started studying that and joining groups. And it's an amazing world. It really is that we live in. I've captured many, many ghosts on camera. I've been on many investigations where I've captured, you know, multiple ghosts at a time during an investigation. Probably one of my best investigations was Waverly Hills Sanatorium. Back in June of 2014, where I captured about a dozen ghosts there. And it was probably the best paid venue that I ever went to, a haunted location. I wasn't expecting it, and it didn't let me down. It gave me every bit of my money's worth. And but, you know, since that investigation, I'm a spirit sensitive. I'm not your typical ghost hunter. Spirits come to me, and I speak to the dead, and I have talked to the dead for many years. I've seen ghosts with my own eyes. I experienced them. I'm a clairsentient, meaning I can feel the spirit energy as they touch me, all of this. So, and typically when I go on investigation, I end up capturing a number of ghosts at a time, and they're not afraid to show themselves to me. And the other thing is I cross spirits over as well. I have a lot of spirits that come to me just so to be crossed over. There's a lot of things, a lot of aspects of what I am and what I do and what I've done. And I have probably captured more ghosts at this time than anybody in the United States.
Wow.
And yeah, it's true. I've captured well over 100 full-bodied apparitions, at different investigations. I've captured them on aircraft carriers. I've captured them in homes. I've captured them in bar rooms. I've captured them in hotels. I just I went to a paranormal paracon. I was part of it down here in San Antonio, called Phantom Fest. This past October 10th, and I was a celebrity ghost hunter, and at the end, we had a VIP level ghost hunt at this haunted hotel that we go to next to the Alamo, which is the Menger Hotel. And I actually captured a ghost in that hotel back in 2012, and I haven't really ghost hunted it since. So this time, I'm leading about a dozen people into this location, and I had my camera with me. So I said, it's typical of me to, take a few pictures. And so out in the hallway where we have this hotel room, and we're cycling people into this room, and they're taking pictures and trying to get the experience. And they did. They sensed spirit energy in there. They were being touched and things like this. And people that typically don't ghost hunt. And so they had that experience. And some of them actually captured pictures of orbs. And not only that, but phenomena, like faces and things like this in the room. And then we would lead them around also in the hallways, and this is a typical investigation we would do at this particular hotel. And lo and behold, I get home, check my camera, and I got four or five spirits in my camera in one shot. And this, mind you, this hotel is smack right next door to the Alamo sanctuary or whatever, shrine. The actual Alamo property. And lo and behold, in my picture, I have a Mexican soldier, looks like an officer or possibly just a soldier, I don't know, but it's in Mexican soldier army uniform. And it's with another, he's standing there with another woman. And I'm like, this is going to be a significant photo for me, I'm pretty sure.
I would love to see that. I want to see it.
Well, it's on my Facebook page, actually. And so Central Texas Paranormal. And if you just look for it, it's right there. You just click on it, and you'll see it close up. And you'll see a Mexican soldier with a hat on, typical of back in the day, and he's sort of got a woman up against the wall. And then if you look close in the photograph, there's actually more spirits looking at you. It's pretty amazing shot. So this is the kind of stuff that, this is the kind of thing that happens with me. And spirits seem to show themselves when I'm on investigation.
I'm definitely going to have to check out that picture. Now, the last time you were on the show, Pat Rice was co-hosting with me, but we have a new co-host now I wanted to kind of introduce you to. We have Sherry Pang, who's now the new co-host on Paranormal Horizons. So, hello, you two.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, hi, Sherry. Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Nice to meet you. Can I ask you a question, Paul, maybe for our viewers?
Sure.
Do you feel that any location can be haunted?
Any location?
Mm-hmm. Good question for our viewers, because they don't know anything about this, and we want to inform people what your experience. Do you confine any location can be haunted? It could be down the road. It could be your gas station. It could be your store. Any place like that?
Yeah.
Just whether we're aware of it or not.
Yeah, I got an answer for that. Yes, I'm a sensitive, and what happens to me is, when spirits see me, it used to be they used to jump into me to get into my body, to my aura, but let me just say this, in my investigations or investigating or just generally figuring out what's going on, a lot of people, they have to go to a venue to ghost hunt when that's completely wrong. You can go to your grocery store and ghost hunt that, because there are many spirits, at the store, at your post office. They're very haunted. And the reason, some of the reasons behind that is because spirits attach to people. And sometimes they get tired of being attached with them. People, they'll just unattach or hitchhike into the post office and hang out there until they see somebody suitable, and then they'll hook up with them. And this happens all the time, you know, and people don't even realize it. There's much more to the paranormal or supernatural that people are not aware of that happens. It's pretty in-depth what does happen, and I've experienced it. I've seen it. But you can just go into a regular house, you have to be able to talk to the spirits. And when I started investigating, just as a novice ghost hunter, my group used dowsing rods, and we were really good with dowsing rods. We had a guy, you know, that would be his job. We know as soon as we get there, we'd whip out the dowsing rods and we'd start asking questions, and we get the answers. And, you know, the thing about dowsing rods is that it's very basic, and they used them way back even into the 1800s. So if you have spirits that are that old, that are, you know, from that era, they don't know what a ghost box is. It's very intimidating, makes a lot of noise. They don't want to hear that crap. They don't want to come near it. They don't want to be bothered. That's why you don't have, you know, heavy-duty responses sometimes. They have to warm up to it. But, you know, we had very successful investigations, myself and my group that we had, just by dowsing, using dowsing rods or a pendulum. You would see me all the time with a pendulum in my hand, and I'd be talking to the spirits and getting answers and finding out how many spirits are in a location. I would know within minutes how many spirits are in the house, how many male, how many female, and then, you know, I would talk to them. Will you please participate with us? Yes, no, and then get a yes. Yep, okay. And then we'd have a fantastic investigation, incredible investigations. Some of my investigations, I actually had a ghost manifest next to me. And, believe me, it's, you know, for 3 seconds I was saying to my, I saw it, and I said, I'm a ghost hunter. And then the third second I said, nah, I'm getting out of here, you know, and I moved, you know, walked out of the room. But it's true; it's a true story, and it actually ended up on TV. It was filmed for My Ghost Story Caught on Camera, so it was filmed in a house here in San Antonio. But at any rate, I can go on and on about some of the stuff in my investigations, but. But in my early days as becoming a ghost hunter, we had very great success using dowsing rods and pendulums. And that's where a lot of people, they brush them aside. They don't want to use them. But we have great success with them, and that's our first tool. We just whip them out. We're not ashamed to use them. And a lot of other people are intimidated by them because they can't really use them. But you get your answers real quick, and then the investigation goes on. And then you get results. We get amazing results. We get EVPs on our cameras and such, you know, and or ghost boxes if they warmed up to the ghost box. And, amazing responses that we get. So,
I got to ask you, because you said something a while ago, and I got to ask you, so before I forget, you said that spirits, like, try and jump into you. That sounds absolutely terrifying to me. Doesn't that, Sherry?
Yes. they're almost like spirit, they're like you become a physical medium, correct?
Well, I am a medium, But I don't call myself a physical medium.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, in that sense, spirits do, they try to jump into me and, you know, but I have, there's certain protection prayers that you can say that'll keep them out of you. But, you know, spirits used to be a problem for me because I'd have to clear myself like 20 times a day to get them out of me because they would body or the aura, my energy field in my body, whatever, and they would just love to be in that energy. But I'd have to remove them, and I'd have to say a prayer that involves the archangels that would remove them. And but since I've also learned now how to use protection prayers to block them. So, but yes, it is a problem for me and for other mediums. But with the proper prayers, bringing down God's light, and a lot of people don't believe in God, but maybe, you know, creator of all it is, bring down the light to cover your body and also, say, lead shield protection. Those will keep out, you know, spirits and even demons, for that matter.
Have you ever been sick?
Have I ever been sick?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What happens with me is I'll have, at the most, I've had 25 spirits in me. And, you know, and I'd have to wake, you know, that would be like when I went to sleep. And I'd wake up and my heart would be, you know, skipping a beat. And my blood pressure was doing goofy things. And, my blood pressure would be high, and so when I was going to a physical or something in front of a doctor, the doctor would be like, "Okay, Paul, what in the hell are you doing?" You know, and so I'd have to pretty much make sure that I was clear before I went into the doctor's office because these spirits would increase my blood pressure, and it was at strange levels, believe me, and also my heart would also skip beats and things like this. So that's what would happen with me. I wouldn't, you know, as far as feeling sick, like the stomach or something like that, not really. You know, do I feel sometimes the depression of spirits? Not typically me, but there are other people that do. I don't let them attach to me anymore, you know. But when you do have spirits attached to you, you can pick up their energy and what's affecting them and so forth. Their depression, you know, that sort of thing can affect you. But as I say, I protect myself quite frequently, and therefore I don't allow that to happen.
I got to ask, because you said something really interesting. You said your heart skips beats. I've had a problem with that for the last 10 years, like many, many times a minute. I mean, as many, I think the most times, 18 times a minute. And I got checked out for it. But now you've got me kind of wondering, well, maybe it's more of a spiritual thing than an electrical instability in the heart thing. I mean, that never occurred to me.
Yeah, I am a full, you know, I was asked by the divine to do what I do as far as crossing spirits over. I was asked at one time, and I won't go into that, the story in itself. I was using an Opus 10, and my mother, who is deceased, she came down and started talking to me through this Opus, and it sounded like it was her. And she, you know, she asked me to send spirits to the light, and I said, "Well, who authorizes me to do that?" And then she went up and came back about 20 minutes later and said, "Jesus says it's okay." You know, So, but that's just a segue. But what I want to say, you know, is that you may be a sensitive. Do you feel you are, or do you feel spirit around you?
I can sense. I'm kind of a skeptic with a lot of things, but I have been proven over and over again to walk into a location and sense like a haunting, and then have it confirmed. But I don't even have to be at the location. Like somebody will send me a picture of their house, and I'm like, oh, dude, you're going to have issues. And then lo and behold, they call me, you know, a few weeks later, and their house is horribly haunted. And I'm talking about houses that aren't even old and spooky looking, you know. So maybe there's some ability there, but I have to say that I'm also skeptical of it.
Right. Well, I can check you out, and or I can speak with you after the sometime on the phone, and we'll go over some protection, you know, and to block and see if that makes any difference. Because spirit, for me, can even, like, earthbound spirits can be around me and cause my, once in a while I get a skipped beat in my heart, and but they're not inside of me, they're just close to me. So that could be a similar thing with you, and but you know, I can do a reading on you to see if you have any attachments, see what's going on with you. And,
that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Would be, definitely.
Yeah, we could do that, you know, offline or, you know, at another time. And also I could teach you how to protect yourself. But, you know, I could also do that on the show sometime. We can talk about that as well. I don't mind teaching what I've learned, you know, what works for me. And like I said, you know, I've gone through a big learning curve with this stuff. And, you know, myself today, every day I'm immersed in the spirit world. And, you know, up to and including demons as well.
Wow.
These days, yeah. So, you know, and but you know, I've kind of emulated to that, and that's what I do. But I don't do it as a wide open practice. You know, it's just. I have a certain clientele that I take care of, and that's what I do. So,
what about you, Sherry? I'm curious to get Sherry's input on having spirits affect one's health. Is that something that you can relate to, Sherry?
As a psychic medium myself, the only thing I have felt, and at times I keep it at bay, and maybe, Paul, you can have some kind of input on this, but I feel heart palpitations early in my career. I always felt heart palpitations. And as I was growing up, I had a heart murmur. And so I'm adopted, so I don't know who my real parents are. And so anyway, I don't know if this has something to do with, you know, early childhood or anything, but ever since I was a little girl and I knew that I was never alone and can feel and see spirits, you know, through my mind's eye, that I felt my heart is always, you know, racing. But now I can control it, and so I don't know if it's something to be aware of or it's just a passing thing of where a learning curve or, you know, a stage that I'm going through. I'm still learning. Even though I feel that I'm efficient in what I do, I feel like I'm still a baby in this arena. I just love, I don't even call it work, I love my soul passion of helping and healing people.
Right.
So it's just something. What's your input on this, Paul?
Well, you know, this stuff affects people differently, but, you know, and certainly I could talk a lot about it, but you know, there are things that can hurt you in this field, but as far as what you're experiencing, heart palpitations, similar to what we experienced when we have spirits around us or in us. You know, I would get heart, what I call skip a beat or something. It may be a heart palpitation in itself. So this may be the phenomenon that's happening with you as well. Again, you know, as a sensitive, I have to protect myself, and I do so, you know, numerous times a day, you know, if I have spirits around me. And there's other things that, you know, I mean, I have other stories to tell about panic attacks and things like that. I had a spirit attached to me when I was in the military during a helicopter crash, and one of the people that died in the crash attached to me, his spirit attached to me, and I carried that spirit for many years in my aura, and whenever I flew, which I was in an Army aviation unit and flying helicopters, every time I flew, I would have panic attacks, four or five of them during a flight. And so there are, spirits can cause effects that are harmful to some people. And there's a whole, you could talk about this phenomenon, and it could be its own conversation. This actually happened to me, and I didn't clear this spirit until about, I was in the military in 1980, and I didn't clear it until 2010. So you're talking 30 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And I had a medium come over my house, and she says, "Hey, Paul, you know," I showed her some of my ghost pictures, and she said, "Do you know a guy about 6'2", lanky, has a uniform on?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I kind of do." And the guy that got killed in the helicopter crash, who stood next to me in formation, and lo and behold, it was him. And I had him crossed over at the time because I hadn't learned how to do that. And then later on, when I became a psychic medium, I called him back down, and sure enough, lo and behold, it was him. And so, I mean, this stuff is really mind-blowing. You know, here I knew the guy. You know, he attached to me, was with me for 30 years. Then we had him crossed over. And then when I became a psychic medium, I'm told, "Hey, you know, so-and-so wants to speak to you." I'm like, "Yeah, bring him down." And here I am talking with the guy, and you know, he told me, "I'm sorry that I caused the panic attacks, and you know, but you know, your life changed, turned around, and you know, you had a terrific life, and very proud of you," and so forth. And you know, this stuff is, it's just so mind-boggling, everything that goes on. And you know, you're right, you have to be on a learning curve all the time, because and that's what I've done with this, with the paranormal, is I take what I learn and I use it in future investigations. And I tell people that I use what works, and then, you know, whatever works, I use that in my investigations, and I have great success with it. And that's why I've done what I have done. You know, I'm unlike these people you see on TV, like Ghost Adventures, or, you know, Ghost, whatever the hell, you know, the other show is Ghost Stories, whatever.
Ghost Hunters?
This is different. Ghost Hunters, yeah. I don't go traipsing around going, "Ooh, ah." You know what I mean? When I'm in an investigation, it's pretty serious, and we're getting results, you know, and it's just, it's totally, what we get is amazing. And, you know, and I have the proof of that. And my photography, the things I capture is amazing. And I'm very blessed, you know, and it's an amazing world. And that's why I just, continuously I don't ghost hunt as much now because, like you said, you know, I don't have to go anywhere. I mean, I set up cameras in my bedroom, you know, and I capture stuff, you know, and it's just I know what's you know, what's out there and what to do to capture it, and you know, so. And it's like you say, you can go to your supermarket and there's spirits in there. If you douse the supermarket, go in there with a pendulum and, you know, ask for a yes and a no, you know, what a yes looks like, what a no looks like, and then say, how many spirits are here in the store? Hell, you might have like 30 spirits in the store.
So-
Go ahead.
So let me ask you, Sherry and I had a conversation, I believe it was yesterday or so, about orbs, and I told her I wasn't a big believer in orbs, and I know there's people that take photos of orbs with faces in them,
yeah.
And, you know, my argument is it's pareidolia. Now, my question is, are orbs real, and what's your stance on the whole face thing in the orbs? Do you believe that's real, legit?
Yes. Here it is, Jason, and you can take this to the bank. All right. That there is bugs, there is dust, there is pollen, there is water orbs. Okay. But I'm going to tell you also that earthbound spirits, every earthbound spirit is actually an orb. They exist in an orb state, and they're pure energy. They have no substance whatsoever to them, and they manifest from an orb state. That's why they can come and go very quickly. They disappear very quickly because they, when they manifest, they open up the orb, and this energy bubble. And it opens up, and you can see their energy pic photo of what they were, what their body was in the death state. And then, at a blink of an eye, they're gone. Well, that's the orb closing back up and scooting off. But take it from me, Jason, that I'm going to tell you, and you should take this to heart, put it somewhere in your heart, that spirits are actually orbs, however, there is such a thing as pollen and, you know, dirt, bug orbs and everything else. You have to be very careful how you present these things. They look very similar, okay, and so they can confuse things. Now, as far as seeing faces, yes, absolutely. And what we call that is a partial manifestation. And, you know, so, and what I'm told also is that when a spirit wants to scratch you, they put out their hand only and they scoot by you at a high rate of speed. And that is what puts the, you know, the scratches into people, you know, in an orb state. They're traveling at a high speed. Orbs can fly pretty fast. And you could take your cell phone and shoot video and capture spirit orbs flying around and blinking on and off and doing some crazy stuff. You know they're not bugs because you don't have bugs in your house or whatever. You just use your phone with the light that illuminates, and you will see spirits flying around, possibly in your home, you know, if you have spirits coming into your house.
I've done quite a few paranormal investigations, and I'll admit, I mean, being a skeptic and all, I've captured some orb stuff that really had me kind of scratching my head, but the general rule of thumb, as far as my investigation was concerned, was I would just rule it out because it's just too much of an unknown. Now, when I was talking to Sherry, I never got Sherry's input on that. Sherry, you're a believer in orbs? That's kind of what I took from our conversation we had.
I've seen them. I've seen them in my own house. I've seen them in different colors. I've seen them in red. I don't know why, but they're red, yellow, white. They're different colors. And I've been very lucky. Most people that I have talked to have never seen orbs, but I've seen them with my own eyes. And at first I thought, I'm scratching my head. Am I seeing something? But no, definitely I'm not going crazy. I have seen them with my own eyes, very much so. And when I catch them on cameras, I've seen faces and like spirals. I caught one orb. It's like a picture of a dove, like a bird. It's very interesting. So, yeah, I do believe in orbs because I've seen them. I don't believe. I know they exist. Now, whether somebody says, oh, I heard, what was it? Oh, she's passed away, that medium, Sandra Brown or whatever the lady's name.
Oh, Sylvia Brown.
And she
right.
said they're not
Sylvia
people.
Brown.
There are angels. And I was like, I'm scratching my head. I said, should I believe that? I almost feel like towards Paul, they're beings. They're people that have crossed, you know, that have crossed over.
Right. Well, you know, I've captured some pretty amazing stuff. And but you can take it to heart that earthbound spirits do travel around in orb state, and they can manifest from the orb state to a full-bodied apparition, and can do a lot of other things with the energy that they have. But in recent past, I did an investigation out at my friend's ranch, and I had some trap cameras that I used, you know, trip cameras, and and I set them out. I had two of them, and I'm sitting there, you know, and at a bonfire, and I just wanted to be left alone, and a spirit tapped me on the shoulder, and I'm like, can you just give me 15 minutes, you know, give me a little bit of rest here, will you? And sure enough, about 15, 20 minutes passes, and all of a sudden I get tapped on the shoulder again. And it was dark, and the bonfire was going. And so I says, okay, maybe if I cross these spirits over, they'll leave me alone. You know, so I went through my ceremony to cross them over, and I did. You know, and therefore I went on a good part of the night without being bothered. But when I got home and took a look at my evidence, my camera evidence, and I found out that I captured two angels in my shots on my camera. And totally amazing. You know, they're the first two that I ever captured. And pretty amazing shots. And being a psychic medium, I asked, what kind of angels are these? And they came back and said they are death angels. And what happens is when there's a large number of spirits that are being crossed over, the four of these angels come down, north, south, east, and west, and they guide the spirits into the light. And so I got two of them, and one of them is holding a skull in its hand. And
terrible.
It's an amazing shot. It's on my it's on my Facebook page if you look on it. And you could actually the one that's holding the skull in its hand, if you look to its rear, you could see a wing, the actual wing of an angel. It's an amazing shot. And the actual photograph, there's some people. They were drinking beers and, you know, some young kids, you know, in their late or early 20s. They were there drinking, having a beer, whatever, having fun at the bonfire. And this angel was right in back of them. And so, I mean, it's right in, you know, the actual shot shows humans, and shows the angel standing right in back of a chair of one of the people that were there. They didn't even notice it, and yet I captured it in my camera. It's pretty well defined, guaranteed. You'll say, yep, that is definitely looks like an angel or something, you know, that can't be explained. But it does have a wing to the rear of it, and it's holding a skull. And the other one is similar. You could see through it. It's more translucent. You can see through it, but you can actually, it's an incredible shot of a spirit. You could, if you blow into it, you can see its face. and that just gives credibility right there. It's an amazing shot. You could make out what seems to be its, you know, it has its arms lifted to the heavens, and you could see like a white area where the wings are and so forth. It's a pretty amazing shot. So I'm very grateful. I asked earlier on in the year, the only thing I've never captured, and I wondered why. Why haven't I ever captured an angel? You know, I mean, I supposedly I have them around me quite frequently. And then all of a sudden I did. I started capturing them on camera. So this is the stuff I want to capture. You know, I really want to be able to show this to people. And this is not made up. It's real stuff. I have the actual photos. And, you know, it, you know, when I put my work together, it's going to be an amazing, I'll have a collection of stuff that's totally, I could have my own presentation at an art studio or something, or a photography studio, a whole wing of stuff. And it'll just blow people away. But at any rate.
Well, we only got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure that we give everybody that's listening a chance to know how to get a hold of you. If you have a Facebook page or website, how they can learn more about Central Texas Paranormal.
Right. Yeah. Well, I do have a website, but primarily I like to be, you know, people can, you know, write me on Facebook, Central Texas Paranormal, or, my, you know, and check my page out if you want. And if you like it, give me a like. And if you have any questions, feel free to write me. I can answer them. And, you know, that's about all I'll guarantee. But, you know, other than that, I'm trying to have a life myself with, you know, and every day I'm involved in the paranormal. And but I'm trying to have a life as well. And so I have people that I work with. You know, I don't offer my services completely to the public, because then I'd be working a full-time job and too busy with it. But you can find me and write me on Central Texas Paranormal on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, you know, and we didn't even scratch the surface here tonight, so we're going to have to get you back.
Right.
I wanted to talk to you more about crossing over spirits and stuff. So, well, right. You know, if we'll have to get you back on soon so we can kind of continue, because, you know, an hour or 45 minutes that we talked wasn't nearly long enough to learn everything there is. And I think you should have a lot of knowledge on the subject, certainly more than I do, because I, you know, it never occurred to me that maybe some of my health things could be spirit related. So, but, yeah.
You know, we haven't, it's true. It's true. And we haven't even, you know, there's some other things I could mention, but I don't want to mention it right now. But I could mention it off air with you if by chance you call me sometime. And, you know, like I say, I could, you know, talk about protection as well. And maybe that'll be something we can offer in another show, you know, and so forth. But, you know, there's a lot to talk about with the paranormal and everything I've experienced. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm the know-all. I'm on a learning. Every day I learn about this stuff. I learn, you know, I may learn something new, I may not, but I've learned a lot from it because I'm seeing it firsthand, you know. You know, and, you know, a lot of psychic mediums have that ability. You know, they're involved in this, you know, and, you know, for me, what I'm involved in is a little more than what I'd like to be involved in, you know. And as I said, I want a life myself, and so therefore, you know, I kind of been, you know, trimming back a bit. But the stuff that I have captured is totally amazing, and you know, for me, I don't have to hustle out and ghost hunt as much as I used to. But I will go on a good investigation now and again, and I end up getting some good stuff. And but, you know, check my Facebook page out. And check out that my latest photo in Phantom Fest at the Menger Hotel of the Mexican soldier and ghost. And it's of the era of the Alamo back in the day, I'd imagine. I'm going to have the photograph looked at by the hotel management, and also I'm going to bring it over to the Alamo, which is next door. There's a historian there, so I'm going to bring it right into them and have them take a look at it, give me an idea of what's going on. So that's basically it.
All righty. Well, we're out of time. But, hey,
okay.
Paul, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Let's get you back on to cover everything that we didn't get to tonight. So with that, thank you so much. It was kind of last minute, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on this evening.
No problemo. And contact me sometime, and we can talk. Thank you, Sherry. Very interesting show, and I love it every time I'm on, and appreciate you having me on. So, once again, thank you too very much.
Thank you,
Alrighty.
Paul. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Paul.
Take care.
Right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, I've learned some things tonight, Sherry. I didn't.
He didn't talk long enough. There's so much to cover. He's not even scratched the surface, he said.
It never occurred to me that, you know, this heart palpitation thing, it's so random, too. Like, it can do it for, like, a month or two straight, nonstop, relentlessly, and then it just stops. Like, it just stopped the other day, and I never really connected. You know, I always think of things, you know, worldly problems, physical problems. I never think about energy or any kind of spiritual, but you never know. I'm skeptical, but I'm open-minded.
Well, that's a very good possibility. Being a paranormal investigator yourself, you're subject to all kinds of energies, and, you know, they know you are, and you never know. It's, yes, very much so. Very good point. Something really to investigate, definitely.
Yeah, and I'm kind of like Paul in the sense that I don't do many paranormal investigations anymore. I have the equipment collecting dust in my closet, but every once in a while something will come up and I'll get a, you know, one of these on a whim kind of things, and I'll go investigate. But it's very interesting. I don't know a lot of, when I do the investigations, it's more, I'm trying to disprove it more than anything. And but like I said, I have an open mind. I can't explain everything. I certainly, of all people, have experienced things that I can't explain. So I know there's more to this world than you know what we can sense with our senses. And
you know what I see of Paul? He's very serious. A lot of people I notice, even with even psychic mediumship, they don't take it seriously. It's the hoopla, and it's like parlor games. Oh, I see a spirit, or I sense something, and I want to get into this. But people don't understand there's a big responsibility, and there's a lot of, can be risk as far, and rewarding. It's not something to be taken lightly.
It's very cutthroat, too, and very competitive. We were talking about that the other day. It's,
yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of backstabbing. There's a lot of ego, and I don't know what it is with the paranormal. I don't know if it's because everybody, you know, wants to get their own television show or what it is, but it's cutthroat.
Same thing with the psychic mediumship. You know, everybody wants to be a psychic mediumship, and, oh, I do this and do that. Everybody has abilities, but whether you're willing to take the time, the patience, and the discipline, 99% of the people don't.
Yeah, so what is, if it's, you're a psychic medium, and I'm just a big ogre, but what is... Oh, I need to cue. Oh,
no,
let me,
you're not.
Let me say that again. I'm a big ogre. There we go. Had to throw the Wookiee sound in there. And so when I was talking about sensing spirits and being validated, you know, being able to simply look at a picture of a house or whatever. What ability is that?
That's being able to sense is clairsentience, being able to feel. It's your clear feeling, clairsentience, when you be able to look and you be able to sense things and get pictures in your mind. So I feel it's clairsentience, and it's a combination, actually. Clairsentience is your, like you said, when you're sensing things. Clairaudience is being able to hear, and clairvoyance is being able to see. So sometimes you use one or the other or all three. You never know. I use all three. Sometimes they don't come all three, you know, when I do a reading. Sometimes, it's, you know, it varies. It really does. But I use all three of them in my readings. That I use the clairsentience, clairaudience, and clairvoyance. Okay. So you may have it. You do. I believe that everybody has it. Nobody's really special. It's just, like I said, whether you're willing to work with it and have patience and have the discipline to cultivate the art or the skill or the talent. Everybody has it. We're not all special. Some people may have a developed gift more so than others, but it's all something that you need to have to become proficient. You have to keep on working at it and honing in.
I'm too busy in the real world to worry about psychic powers. I mean, if I want psychic powers, I want to be like Firestarter, or like, you know.
Firestarter, yay!
Like, have powers where I could, like, move objects and lift cars with my mind, but that's probably not very realistic.
Well, there are people that can do that. No. I wanted to be Bewitched.
Oh, there you go.
My nose.
Yeah.
And kind of make things happen. Or I Dream a Genie.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Those are my two favorite shows, Bewitched and I Dream a Genie.
Those are two great shows, actually.
Oh,
those shows.
Classic.
Classic.
Definitely classic. Definitely.
Well,
so.
we went over time a little bit, so I think it's about time to close the show. And
okay.
We are getting back on the weekly schedule. So as it stands right now, we'll be doing our shows every Sunday at 8 p.m., and I'm sure we're going to be having some great guests. I know Sherry is going to be working on getting guests, and I'll be working on getting guests, and hopefully we'll get back on into the swing of things with our weekly shows. I want to thank everybody for calling in, and our friend from Alaska, and Paul from Central Texas Paranormal. And with that, Sherry, I think we should close this show, and I think I'm going to close it with a little audio bite, a comedy from author Edwin Becker, author of True Haunting, who's a friend of the show, and we'll have to get him back on the show. He has got the most amazing voice. Have you ever heard him, Sherry?
No, I haven't.
He's just got one of these radio voices, and you'll hear it in a second, because I'm going to play a comedy that he wrote for the show, and I'll do it right now, and I guess good night, everybody, and enjoy this comedy.
Are you sitting out there lonely and feeling left out? Do you want to be included in the world of the paranormal, but really don't know how? We have the paranormal solution for you. Call us at 1-800-RENT-A-GHOST. We can deliver everything from a timid spirit that walks the halls, or one that simply opens a cabinet door. Or you can get a feisty poltergeist that can trash your house and really liven things up. We can get you as many shadow people as you need to have a party. Do you have too many unwanted friends or family just barging in? Our screaming and wailing banshee will guarantee that after hearing some deafening anguish, they will never return. Impress your friends or take revenge with a specter of death hovering over your dinner table or theirs. Or if you're lonely, you might like a simple attachment that follows you everywhere. EVPs? Choose from our line of celebrity voices. What investigator would not want to hear Jim Morrison or Whitney Houston? Or maybe Michael Jackson or Kurt Cobain? Order now and get 3 free orbs. We are 1-800-RENT-A-GHOST. Not responsible for damage caused by poltergeist activity, divorce, loss of job, sleep deprivation, bedwetting, uncontrolled vomiting, suicide, or the possibility of being hospitalized for insanity. And most important, there will be no returns.
And that's it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.